with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Israeli cabinet has pushed a vote on the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal this Saturday, according to the latest reports. Yael Eckstein tells Salem Radio that Israelis are feeling contradictory emotions about the deal. On the one hand, there's fear that released Hamas prisoners could return to harm Israel.
We know that they go on to do terror once again. The head and mastermind of October 7th, Yahya Sinwar, he was in an Israeli jail. He was released in a hostage exchange, and he went on to October 7th, so it's very difficult.
On the other hand, Eckstein says Israelis will rejoice once hostages come home after their capture on October 7th, 2023.
The second we will see those hostages' faces, every single person who values life, who cherishes freedom, will be crying tears of joy.
Eckstein is president and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. President-elect Trump is said to be exploring options to preserve TikTok, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The popular video-sharing platform could be banned in the U.S. by Sunday unless the Supreme Court intervenes. Donald Trump's incoming national security advisor, Mike Waltz, told Fox News that the president-elect was looking at ways to preserve TikTok. Trump has reversed his position on the app over the years. In his first term, he tried to ban it over national security concerns. But he joined TikTok during his 2024 presidential campaign and pledged to save it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal judge in Texas is allowing three other states to pursue a challenge seeking to restrict access to the abortion pill mifepristone nationwide. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points. This is SRN News. The annual World Watch List is out.
It comes from Open Doors U.S., and it presents a ranking of the nations where persecution of Christians is the worst. North Korea comes in number one on the 2025 rundown, as it has for many years. Being a Christian there is literally a crime punishable by death or a life sentence in a labor camp, which amounts to the same thing. Number two on the list is Somalia, followed by Yemen, Libya, and Sudan. 6 through 10 are Eritrea, Nigeria, Pakistan, Iran, and Afghanistan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy says he's planning to build up a supply of abortion pills ahead of President Trump's second administration. New Jersey joins other Democratic-led states, including Massachusetts and California, in stockpiling mifepristone, one of two drugs used in combination to end pregnancies. This is SRN News. Wall Street ends the day lower as momentum slows for U.S. stocks. We hear more on the day's market activity from correspondent Seth Soutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks drifted lower on Wall Street following a mixed set of earnings reports from Morgan Stanley, United Health Group, and other big companies. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% Thursday, even though more stocks rose than fell within the index. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 68 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.9%. Drops for several big tech stocks, including Apple and Nvidia, offset gains in other parts of the market. Apple fell 4%, Nvidia gave back 2%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market following some mixed reports on the economy. Seth Soutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.